في خاتسلسل وكاريك وفيجيرات. So it's interesting that in our Filipinos, that the last, I guess, kina that gets real focus, Kalitsion is turning back to how we started. We talked about suffering through our history, talked about Crusades, Tsrikas Adamun, and the Holocaust, and now Kalitsion is a symbol across the, it's just our phase of things that we've lost from the Churba. We have a minute that we sing it, and I think when I was younger, I thought that that was because we were getting more upbeat. I think that it's really turning back to the old way that Jews would mourn. We know that Mishnah describes that, Rabbi Yehuda describes that even the poorest person, when he was arranging for a funeral, would have to have at least two flutes and a mekunenet, that there is a way of mourning through song that perhaps can help us realize what we're missing in a way that simply speaking can't, listening to our television. Reading or singing it, he would sing it as a dirge, and he would sing it as a kina. A kina is responsive. He would sing a line, and his kina would sing back. Just to go through a couple of the lines, just to know what we're talking about. The first, the aleph is Armon Asher Nitash, the palace which is abandoned. That's the Beis HaMikdash, because Yat Mekarfei El Bintoch Mikdash Hadarel. The people who are blasphemers came into the Beis HaMikdash. And we go on to talk about the Kohanim, the Levim, the Karbanos, the Malchus Beis David, the Sanhedrin, the things that we should have when the Israel are functioning the way we should. And all of these things, since they've been gone, we have one tragedy after the next. But the Kalitzion is coming back to remind us that we're still stuck. We're still in the same governance that we started almost 2,000 years ago. Eli, the word means to cry out. Tzion should wail. K'mo isha b'tzira, like a woman in having labor pains. And this comes from a pasuk in Yoel that Yoel is describing a famine. The locusts have eaten all the food. And he says, cry out, because we're staring death in the face. Is perhaps an extreme expression of the pain that of the Suba. So she's just married and she has a bow, she has a husband. It sounds like we're being told to cry out like someone who lost her husband on their wedding night. And perhaps sometimes it's hard to relate back to the Beis HaMikdash, but sometimes some of these words have unfortunate echoes, or I don't even have a word for it. In Tzadik, we have that the crowds of Tzion that are burnt. And just this year, we have people who were burnt to their deaths, as if we haven't moved on. So I find that the Kalitzion, this dirge, is perhaps a way of connecting back to our original mourning and extending it to this day, and hope that at the end Again, da fragt man jetzt einfach nach Geschirrwäsche oder aber at least when we cry out, Hashem should listen.
Yeah.